Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. I thank the Lord for the treasures of His Word. Treasures of His Word. As we go forward in life, seeking the Lord, we can learn things. And we can be put to the good. And we don't have to be defeated anymore. Ever. The Lord Jesus taught parables that gave us examples, gave us knowledge. And the thing about the parables that Jesus did give, they give us life and knowledge. They give us an understanding that if we look a little deeper, we learn and we can change. And I thought of something that's true. Now, Jesus taught that don't suffer the little children to come to me, for theirs is the kingdom of God. They're in the kingdom of God as little children already. Their spirit is lit. When a woman gets pregnant, you can see it. You can see a glorious joy in her countenance. Not a light, not a luminous joy, but there's a difference. That's because a baby's spirit is in her womb. And he's lit, so she's lit. Even if she ain't a Christian. Little children can say things that adults can't. Because their spirit is lit. But once they get old enough to understand sin, they're like everybody else. Unless they become a Christian. Now, when a baby dies, it goes to heaven. The child goes to heaven. A toddler, they go to heaven. Even some children that have not chosen wickedness and they know, when they know better. Now, when you know better, you're required to do better. But don't trust to use ignorance as a way of escape. Because if you're trying to use ignorance to get around Jesus, you're already lost. And people try things like that. But you already made, that's a choice. If you're trying to dodge something, then you made a choice. But when you're innocent and just don't know, then you are, you know, little children are excused. They can't judge sin yet. Now, anyway. But let's say some of the children that die, babies that die, they will grow up to be treacherous sinners because of, you know, statistics. I can't call a person out. They hadn't done anything yet. And they can't judge sin yet. They didn't have a chance to choose. It was taken from them. But the people they're around and the sins of their parents and the persuasion of their people, they probably would not have made it. And then there are those who, out of all the things that go wrong, they still love God and they come out on top. There are people of that caliber out there. And I happen to be raised by a man of that caliber. My daddy saw his parents kill when he was 5 years old. His uncle, by marriage, was trying to kill his wife. My grandmother's sister, my dad's mother's sister. I say it that way for clarity, you know. And her husband, Aunt Tab's husband, tried to kill his wife. But she ran to my grandparents. I just found out a few years ago, they were living in train cars. They rented some train cars. And they were living in train cars before my grandfather was going to build a house. But he was an industrious man. But the man that killed my grandparents had gotten drunk and he was going to kill his wife. And she ran into the train car where my grandparents were living. And she shot my grandmother, who was pregnant with twins. And my dad had drove up from, he drove up with my daddy in the car. My granddaddy drove up in the truck. And my daddy was in the car. It was in the truck with him. And then he killed my granddaddy. And the bullet went across my daddy's chest. And that made my dad angry. And the Lord called him to the ministry, and he didn't want to be a minister. But he went to church. You know, the Hambys loved God. So he was raised by my grandparents. And he learned the word of God. He joined World War II running from God, basically. He told me that. And he almost drowned. And he went to the chaplain and turned himself in to God. He surrendered his will to God's. He learned the word of God. He came back to the States, married my mom. And he built a house on the same land where his parents got killed. And then he looked out of the window and saw a man that was released from prison after all that. The man that he vowed to kill, and he went out there and forgave him. And by doing that, see, I'm in his DNA. The power, my daddy was not a coward. He would fight. He would shoot, he would kill. But he became a man that forgave. And he was a man's man. He would not back down. He was a boxer. But he forgave. And that set a new legacy. He gave his heritage a legacy doing that. So out of all the things that he went through, all the trouble, all the trauma, he forgave. Some people crawl out of darkness and they still love God. And I never heard him be bitter towards God. He ministered the word and never, ever complained. He didn't care where the bishop wanted him to go. I heard him say it. He said a lot of people were trying to run behind the bishop and try to get him to let them be pastors where they were close to home. Daddy didn't do that. Wherever the bishop wanted him to be, that's where he went. And my mother helped him do it. And they didn't complain. And he loved God. He loved God on purpose, with purpose. And he loved people. Now, I'm in the car going to Utah, Alabama every week from Birmingham and back. And I heard their conversations. And if anybody frustrated them, they talk about it, but they love the people. And sometimes people did things they shouldn't have. But to me, that's just grown-up stuff. In a church, when you're trying to help people get to know God, that's not the easiest thing. I put it this way, I didn't want to be a pastor because pastors, people put pastors through all kind of things. And there are some sweet people, too. There are just some sweet people out there that just love God. And I remember Daddy talking about Mr. Hughes wanting to go to Jerusalem. He said, I want to go to the Holy Land. My daddy said, you don't want to go to Jerusalem. You been and got shot. Anyway, he said, that's the Holy Land, all right. But you don't want to go there now. I think he went. He could afford to go. He was a farmer. And he had all kind. He had great crops and business. He was a well-to-do man. And he worked with his hands. And he loved God. I'll never forget Mr. Hughes. The Hugheses invited my parents to dinner one Sunday. And he gave us a big old handful of sugar cane. I mean, it was all I could do to carry them to the car. And I got my dad's pocket knife and I chewed sugar cane from Utah to Birmingham. I'll never forget Mr. He had a 76 gas station. He gave me a box of antenna balls. It had Union 76 on it. And I gave everybody in the neighborhood had a Union 76 antenna ball on their parents' car. And we played with him and put him on our parents' cars. And we had fun. I mean, he was a wonderful person. But the point is, people can come out of rough situations and become the glorious handiwork of God. And then there are those who get caught up in the world. So I just consider some people have, they naturally have a good heart. And some people have a good heart because they were taught right. They were shaped by people who love God. They were inspired along the way and they have a good heart. And some people are hungry. And when they hear good news, that's their rescue and they know it. They had such a hard time. Now they're entering into the love of God. The kind of love that will leave heaven, become a man and teach us and save us and lay it all down for us. Not only did he didn't just die for us, he was hurt, he was wounded, he was beaten with many stripes. He didn't even look like a human anymore. That kind of love attracts people who have a good heart. Only people with a good heart receive such love. Worldly pride hates that kind of love. Worldly pride is jealous against that kind of love, and they doubt against it. And some are even worse. They have unbelief, which is rejection. They reject the hate. They reject the love of God with hatred, like the people that stoned Stephen. Now, Apostle Saul, Pharisee Saul didn't stone Stephen. He just held a coat. He wasn't as evil as the people that was around. But he was persuaded that way until he heard Stephen's message and word got in him. So that means some people have a good, salvageable heart. But if they hear, if they're in the right place to hear the word, they'll come forward. Now, everybody who read the word of God, we've studied the writings of Apostle Paul, who rejected the world to love God. And we needed his element. Now Peter and the rest of them, they heard Jesus speak and they came. The light of Jesus was greater than what they were raised in, and they came. But Saul he was in deception for a while, and he rejected it and came forward. And we needed somebody to do that because he gave us a legacy, just like my daddy gave me a legacy when he forgave the man he once hated. He learned to forgive. That makes it easy for me to forgive. And I realized as a child, I was raised by good parents and I need to do something with my life. I began to learn that the kind of parents I had were uncommon. And that was a time I thought everybody had good parents, but that's not the case. I was riding my mini bike one day and a boy about my age said, "You come from a good home, don't you?" And he said it in a way that he wished he came from a good home, where his parents worked and did things and bought him things and loved each other. The way he said that, it made me realize he didn't come from such a good background, but he wanted one. And I believe that guy turned out to be mighty in the earth because he had a love for what was right. I didn't even know him good, but he lived in a nearby neighborhood, or he was cousins with somebody that lived in a nearby neighborhood. I didn't know him. I don't even know where he lived. But what he said made me really think and consider some things. Sometimes God will put just what you need in your path, wake you up, help you understand. But some people have a good heart that brings forth fruit. And many people have a heart that's full of thorns. Their attention's on other things and the cares of this world. And it chokes the word. The worries, the fears, the aggravations, the miseries, the blessings, the after blessings, and it chokes the word. And it hinders the way that they receive. And some people don't have root. They rejoice when they hear about Jesus, but when it costs them, they quit. And then some are like the stony ground. But all the little babies who were innocent little babies that died prematurely, they went to heaven, raised by angels. They were taught better, and they stayed in the kingdom of God. And it made me wonder, and the thought that came to me as I began to do this broadcast, this is fresh off the heart of God. He said, people can, and I thought about the confessions I taught about yesterday of Charles Capps. Some people have not heard the word as much as others. And it doesn't matter what kind of heart you have, whether you have a wayside heart, a stony ground heart, or a heart that's got thorns growing in it, choking the word. You can start speaking. Now, the greatest challenge is the one that's like the wayside. Now, sometimes Christians that have a good heart, they marry somebody that of the other types of hearts, and their children become that way. So, in that situation, continue to pray for people. Hopefully, the word will soften their heart. And it can happen. Some people are that way because of their defense mechanism. They don't give, they have opinions and they don't give the word a chance. But some people are around the word enough, they're around the people of God, and their heart will begin to soften. And you have to be wise in working with them. I want everybody that can be saved to be saved, if it's possible. But if you're a Christian married to a person that has a troubled heart, and you long for them to have a strong, dedicated heart, that's something to take to the Holy Spirit. Now, this is what you can do. This is a biblical thing you can do. You can speak the word over them. You can use your confessions, not in their presence, not where they can hear you, but when you're driving on your way to work, you can confess the life of God over their life. You can protect their life. As Kenneth Hagin told a lady, to surround her son with love and with faith. And I do that for my children and my loved ones, my daddy's house, my house, and people I know personally, and sometimes strangers. I surround them with love and with faith. And I speak peace and life over their life. And I love them. And it's true. And then I tell Satan, I kill Satan's plan over their life. And for my children, sometimes I would say, Satan, you can't sow evil people in their life. Evil friends. And you can't send them evil mates either. Because he'll do it. He'll send, just like Saul tried to get David to marry his youngest daughter. She was like a needy person, and Saul let him marry her because he broke covenant. He didn't let him marry the older daughter that was wiser. He broke covenant. He was a covenant breaker. Sorry to say that, but that's what he did. And then he let him marry Michael because she would be a snap to him. And then she was the one who got upset when David danced out of his clothes. And she didn't have any children by the king. She had other children because Saul let her marry somebody else, and David got his wife back. She loved him, but she was a needy person that wouldn't grow up. Some people are that way. And you have to deal with people like that with the wisdom of God. Let all your words be encouraging, that they may grow and be edified and come up higher. And hopefully they can become good ground people. Now, a lot of people seem to be, in my opinion, if they were like stony ground heart, where the word don't get much root, they quit and go on. But many people that stay in church, they have a lot of troubles and concerns, and it works against their strength, and they can't bear fruit properly. The only thing they do, they pay tithes and they support the church, which is good. But going out and doing the greater works, that won't happen. But it can. But the hearts, what I'm saying, is adjustable according to the way you hear and study the word of God. If you receive God's word, you can change your heart from even wayside all the way to a good ground heart. Now, Pharisee Saul did. He became Apostle Paul. If Pharisee Saul, who held the coat for a man that was murdering Stephen, can go from zero, from the negative to the positive, you can do it too. He's in our legacy. We're after his type. We were taught by him through the word of God and the others as well. So people can make adjustments under the right circumstances. In other words, your maturity can help people live and grow and become dedicated. And that's the heart of God. And that's the message for the day. Treasures, the treasures in the word can help you receive the treasures of life. And I'm not talking about material things. I'm talking about the wonderful life of God's word. It's a treasure. And it can cause your life to go forward and not backwards. Receive the word of God, and it will happen. Receive his word in every case. Whatever the Holy Spirit is guiding you towards, receive it. Be receptive. Don't be like the people who wrestle against the Holy Spirit with a doubtful disposition. If people will stop doing that and start receiving the word, they'll become mature. And just like in the last broadcast, they will see what God sees. I was telling my wife yesterday, the word of God gives you a God's eye view. When you see what he sees, you see things as they really are. And then you know how to make the right adjustments. And she said, sometimes you just have to listen to the Lord's will, because your will can be so loud, you can't hear his will. And that's where confessions come in, on the wise of how Charles Capps taught. You can change your destiny. You can change your opinions. Now, I don't trust myself to do it, but I speak that I love God's word. I hate the worldly way, all of it. And I confess that I will do all that's in God's heart. That helps me be receptive to the key things that I need to make the adjustments I need to make. And through that, I can attain and retain a good heart. Now, with all that being said, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to give you all kind of wisdom, whatever you need. Just be receptive. Till next time, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.